Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 7th. Happy Hump Day! And I'm reading from the New International Version. We're in Joshua today, chapter 2, then we'll read Psalm 102 and Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. We're picking up in Joshua and the story about the spies having gone to Jericho and meeting Rahab the prostitute, who gives them a place to hide out while these men who find out that they are spies have come to pursue them. What stuck out to me yesterday was that everyone in Jericho's hearts melted in fear and courage failed because they had heard of the Lord, their God. They had heard of the Israelite God and how he had stopped the Red Sea and how he had defeated armies. And so they're in fear of the God of Israel. And so Rahab wants to be kind to the men who come to spy out the land. We're picking up in verse 15. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. She said to them, "Go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way." Now the men had said to her, "This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless, when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If any of them go outside your house into the street, their blood will be on their own heads. We will not be responsible. As for those who are in the house with you, their blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on them. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear." "Agreed," she replied. "Let it be as you say." So she sent them away and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. When they left, they went into the hills and stayed there 3 days, until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, and came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, "The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us." As I was reading about Rahab these last 2 days, I couldn't help but think of the genealogy we just read in Matthew and the idea that Rahab is mentioned in this genealogy, a Gentile and a woman, someone that is kind of surprising that is in the line of Jesus. But I think it just goes to show you that God's mercy is available to all people. And from the very beginning, his plan was to engraft Gentiles into the family of God. Now let's move over to the Psalms. Psalm 102, a prayer of an afflicted person who has grown weak and pours out a lament before the Lord. As we listen to this psalm, I want you to pray along someone that maybe that is their story, that they are afflicted and they're weak, and they need the Lord's help, his provision, his encouragement, and perhaps our encouragement as well. Hear my prayer, Lord. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me. When I am in distress, turn your ear to me. When I call, answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud and am reduced to skin and bones. I'm like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I've become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears because of your great wrath, for you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like the evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come, for her stones are dear to your servants. Her very dust moves them to pity. The nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will revere your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. He will respond to the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their plea. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven he viewed the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners and release those condemned to death. So the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples and the kingdoms assemble to worship the Lord. In the course of my life, he broke my strength. He cut short my days. So I said, "Do not take me away, my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all generations. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing, you will change them and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you." Now let's move over to the Gospel of Matthew. Today we're reading chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, and this is the introduction to the Sermon on the Mount, and then the section about the Beatitudes. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here in this section in Matthew, we read about the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes kind of demonstrate that the kingdom of God is paradoxical. So what we think should be happening is not what's happening at all. The kingdom belongs not to the rich, but to the poor. Not to those who have everything they need, but to the destitute and the outcast and the persecuted. And as Amanda and I were talking about it, she reminded me that it's important to understand that this word blessed actually means not happy, but more the idea of an invariable position of receiving God's provision. This whole idea of these people know that they are in need of God, and that is what makes them blessed. And so my prayer for us today is that we would be totally dependent upon our Lord, and that we would recognize our constant need for Him, as the Lord's Prayer reminds us, for our daily bread and for every provision, and that we would stay in constant communion with our Lord today as we proceed throughout the day. As we think on the Lord, let's continue to think about different attributes that are characteristics of God that are highlighted. So we ended on E yesterday, so let's do F, G, H, I, and J today. Father, we thank You that You are a friend of sinners. You are a father to the fatherless. You are forever faithful. Thank You for being generous with us and gentle with us. Thank You that You are our good shepherd and You care for us, Your sheep. You are holy and You are our healer and You are our heavenly Father, and hallowed is Your name. Thank You for being Emmanuel, God with us. Thank You for being infinite. We can come to You with anything because we know Your power is infinite. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for being our intercessor and praying for us even now. Thank You for being just and joy, bringing joy to us and being the judge of all earth, and in that regard, being a merciful judge. Thank You, Lord, that blessed are we when we are dependent upon You. And so we pray, Lord, that today, all throughout the day, that we would remind ourselves of our need for You, and that our fellowship with You would be sweet through Your Holy Spirit and by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray all of these things. Amen.